Everybody listen up. Here we're shooting another scene of action frames. Now get to your positions. Lightings?
Ready!
Cameras?
Clear!
Figurants?
Clear!
Okay, 3, 2, 1, action!
Glad to see you all, my dear friends. This is Surprise with the latest movie news, and here is my partner, Sibyl. Oh, hi, Sibyl. Stop playing your phone. We are broadcasting here.
Oh, what? I was focused on buying the movie tickets.
But you can buy tickets at any time, right?
In fact, it's not. Do you know Beijing International Film Festival? It is definitely the highlight in April for all film lovers.
You mean the film festival which some film's tickets have been sold out in 10 seconds?
Exactly. People were robbing tickets like an online Black Friday, so I have been watching WeChat to check out whether there are some remain. Sorry, I won't get distracted again.
Well, never mind, but what movie can you guess now?
Chances for the classic movie series, obviously.
Such as...
Batman, the series directed by Christopher Nolan. Batman Begins and The Dark Knight Rises will be shown on screen. What a feast for a loyal friend.
I guess this ticket has been sold out in 10 seconds too.
You're right. Just an eye wink. It's the same situation as the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Well, Wes Anderson's movie is on the list. I've been longing for these other movies. I know that he was the best director of Berlin International Film Festival because of it.
And Isle of Dogs is showing on the film festival of Beijing too. There are also Fantastic Mr. Fox and the Darjeeling Limited on that list.
I bet you that we can never get a ticket for these movies because the festival will be end on 22nd this month. But don't be upset, our dear audience. Isle of Dogs will meet us in 20s. We can enjoy the Anderson's fantastic story by then.
That's a stop-motion animation with great cast. It has dubbed actors like Edward Norton, Bryan Cranston, Scarlett Johansson, and Tilda Swinton. Oh my god, Anderson is such a genius that he can make agreements with those excellent actors.
Maybe we can watch it together this week. By the way, I know that Anderson has alluded to Seven Samurais in this movie many times.
Yeah, and The Seven Samurai is shown on film festival too, with other classic movies of Akira Kurosawa.
Well, I get it. How could the creator forget this master? So, is there anything more about the film festival?
It happened to be the 100th year of Ingmar Bergman's birth. He's a movie master of Sweden, and a special section is set for him to show lots of the masterpieces.
Even though some of us may not be able to watch this movie on screen, we recommend to you a classic work of him. White Strawberries, its show of 1957, tells the story about an old and unsociable doctor went back to university with his daughter-in-law.
I think the time is enough for the film festival. Let me introduce some news about the latest movie. Hindi Median, an Indian movie released recently, had gotten quite a high score on many critic websites. The film focuses on the education problems of India. Many students like us will watch the same feelings like characters in the film.
Yes, because we all came through the stressful time in high school. And I want to recommend you a Chinese movie, Rest of Silence. The story is about a missing child and his father's journey of search, but eventually the father discovered the fearful truth related to the coal mine owner and a lawyer. It's such a great black movie that you will remember for a long time.
That's all for today's Info Express. This is Sibyl. Stay tuned to Storyboard.
And this is Surprise. See you next time.
Bye. Bye.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, everyone. Cold outside, huh? Let's Action Frames deliver the warmth. Here comes our storyboard. This is Charlotte.
And this is Irene. So, how was last week's program? Do you like this kind of style?
This time, we're going to introduce a film which is also a new movie. The film is called Annihilation, starred by Alex Garland.
Correctly. So, now we're going to show what we used to talking about. Start from you.
Okay, we're going to introduce the story for you. Natalie Portman plays Lena, a biologist whose husband, Kane, never returned from a military mission. We meet him in flashbacks.
And then suddenly, one day we meet him in the present, when he wanders into the house unannounced. But he's different. He doesn't have much to tell Lena about the mission, or where he's been, or why he hasn't been in contact with her. Lena is a veteran herself. She understands secrecy, but this is something else. He doesn't seem to remember.
Kayan is also critically ill. He's whisked off to a super-secret government facility, Area X, where he's joined by Lena, and that's where she learns where Kayan has been the Shimmer, an ever-growing patch of land surrounded by a kind of translucent bubble. Several teams have gone in trying to find out what it is, only Kayan has come back. And now Lena, along with the team of other women, is going in.
Dr. Ventress leads the team, which, in addition to Lena, consists of Anya, Cass, and Josie. Each has a particular skill that makes them necessary to the team, and they are all aware of what's happened to those who have gone before, but like Lena, all have reasons for taking the risk.
Once inside, the usual law of nature don't apply. The laws of spoilers do, however, so the less said about specifics, the better. Lena discovers mutations. She brought her microscope along with some supersized weapons to reinforce the idea that whatever is going on with life inside the Shimmer is not like anything we know.
It also reinforces the idea that anything can happen. Anything. Garland goes in deep on the horror front at times. There are a couple of things that are imaginative and really disturbing.
A big part of horror is the unexpected. And that's built in here, just two movies in as a director, Garland, whose writing credits include 28 Days Later and Sunshine, has developed a recognizable look in his film, a feel. He creates dread as well as anyone and does so by way of a kind of cult beauty.
That's especially true in Annihilation. The visuals are stunning, and cinematographer. As with Ex Machina, Garland creates a near future that seems almost inevitable, if not desirable.
It is exciting to see an all-woman team in a film like this. Garland doesn't belabor the point, like with almost everything else in his film. He simply lays out the information visually and through dialogue and allows us to sift through it as we will.
There's a lot to sift through in Annihilation, both while watching it and after it's over.
Yep, Garland is in the business of answering the intriguing, sometimes difficult questions the films ask. It's a better movie because of it.
Okay, so this is all for today's storyboard. We wish you would have great interest after listening to our program.
And wish you will have the warmest spring after meet with Action Frames.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Lena, a biologist and former soldier, joins a mission to uncover what happened to her husband inside Area X, a mysterious phenomenon that is expanding across the American coastline. Once inside, the expedition discovers a world of mutated landscape and creatures as dangerous as it is beautiful that threaten both their lives and their sanity.
Clip 1.
She's all by herself. Don't you think we should make friends?
Well, obviously you should.
Yep, I would do it. Hey.
Hey.
Am I interesting?
No, not at all. Cool.
You know, I always see you here alone. It's... I'm guessing you probably feel weird or awkward.
Somewhat, I guess.
Don't. Seriously, don't. The people put themselves to sleep in a fetal position, making cooing noises. It's freaky, you know. I'm Anya.
Lena.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
Why don't you come and meet my crew? Can make friends, come on. Ladies, meet Lena.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, this is Cassie Shalvard and Jesse Redick.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Do you want to have a seat?
Thank you.
So, the first day I saw the ridge.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah.
You have been here a long time?
Yeah, right from the start. I'm a geomorphologist. I've been testing the magnetic field around the boundary, which is like using a confetti to test a hurricane.
Well, I've been here 10 months. Paramedic from Chicago, hired a job in an NGO. But my application got flagged, so Southern Ridge got me.
Only 2 months. I'm a physicist. I came straight from my Cambridge postdoctor.
She's very smart. What's the story, Lena?
I'm from Johns Hopkins, biologist.
There you go.
Biologist?
Told you she was smart?
What?
We have a bet on your profession, and Josie had biologist, of course. I have law enforcement.
And you're single.
Jesus, do you have to hit on everyone, like, all the time?
Fuck that! Under circumstances, I think I'm allowed to roll the dice a little more times.
Under what circumstances?
Well, yeah, crazy as it seems.
Crazy as it is.
We're headed that way.
Clip 2.
The mutations were subtle at first, more extreme as we grew closer to the lighthouse. Corruptions of forms. Duplicates of forms.
Duplicates?
Echoes.
Is it possible these are hallucinations?
I wondered that myself. But they are shared among all of us. It was dreamlike.
Nightmarish.
Not always. Sometimes it was beautiful. Ow. It hurt. It's just a bruise. Must have gotten that from the gator.
Yeah. So, I do learn to shoot.
I was in the military before I was an academic.
Marines?
Army. 7 years. Feels like a lifetime ago now.
Yeah. All our life feels like a lifetime ago. We're kids. I was married. Which do you carry around the neck? A husband or a child?
Husband. He was in the army too. That's how we met.
Was in the army, he quit?
KIA.
Sorry to hear that. Guess there had to be something.
What do you mean?
Volunteering for it. This is not exactly something you do if your life isn't perfect harmony. We are all damaged goods here. Anne is sober, therefore an addict. Josie wears long sleeves because she doesn't want you to see the scars on her performance.
She tried to cure herself?
No, I think the opposite. Trying to feel alive.
Ventress?
Yeah, as far as everyone knows. Her friends, her family, her partner, her children. The concession in her, that all.
You?
I also lost someone. No husband, though. A daughter. Leukemia.
God, I'm sorry.
The way is to bury me. My beautiful girl. The person I once was.
Hey. We got something there.
Clip 3.
What are you doing up? Not supposed to relieve me until 3.
I'm done sleeping for the night.
Okay. Come look at this. Could this be the RN? This lighthouse. Suspense the seal back to this small community we evacuated 2 years ago. I think we should head out tomorrow and then head off the coast in the fall and the following morning.
Good.
You okay? I was gonna say, I didn't tell the thing about your connection with Kang, and I wasn't sure if it's a good idea. But after seeing that footage, yeah, I'm not sure how they will react to you.
What did my husband volunteer about suicide mission?
Isn't that what you think they're doing? Committing suicide?
You must profile him. You must have access to him. He must have said something.
So you're asking me as a psychologist?
Yeah.
Then as a psychologist, I'd say you're confusing suicide with self-destruction. Almost none of us commit suicide. And almost all of us commit self-destruct. In some way, it's a part of our lives. We drink, so we smoke. We disabled a good job or the happy marriage. These aren't decisions. They are impulse, in fact. You're probably better equipped to explain this than I am.
What does that mean?
You're a biologist. You self-destruction program for each cell.
Clip 4.
I thought I was a man. I had a life. They become king. And now, I'm not sure. If I wasn't king, what was I? Was I you? Was you me? My fresh move, like liquid. My mind is just cut loose. I can't bear it. I can't bear it. I can't bear it. You ever seen the phosphorus screens go off?
No.
Yeah, can't right.
No.
Should you right?
Oh God.
If they ever go off here. If I land,
my God.
I will.
Five, four,
no.
Three, two.
I Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Clip 1.
It's a hangover from the Saturday you were given.
Quick quiz. What's a hangover from a sedative mean in a phrase?
I think hangover means 宿醉 in Chinese, right? I think this is widely used in many TV series and movies.
Yep, hangover usually as 宿醉 in many movie or TV series. But actually, in this phrase, when it's used as a medical term, it means 后遗症,残遗症.
But, what about the sedative?
Sedative means 镇静剂 in Chinese. It is also a widely used medical term.
Oh my god, I hate these terminologies. Sometimes I even wonder whether native speakers know these complicated words.
Absolutely, many of them know these widely used terms. There are some tricks when dealing with those medical terms. And in this week's Action English, not only will I share some useful terms that we usually use in our daily life, but also how to guess the meaning of these words.
That sounds nice. So, without further ado, let's just get started.
Medical terminology is just like a train. It's all about breaking it down. Even the complicated medical terms can be broken down. The whole word can be divided into three parts: word root, suffix, and prefix, which means 词根、后缀与前缀.
So, what means the prefix?
That's simple. I will give you an example. Hypo is a typical prefix, which means not enough or deficient. So what does the word hypoventilate mean?
Lack of ventilation?
That's right. You're a quick learner. Another quiz for you. What means preoperative?
Pre means before or preceding. So it means before the operation. 术前.
Yep. And I think we can use prefix to memorize a lot of words. Also, the suffix.
Can you tell us some example of suffix?
Okay, for instance, gram means 图像 in Chinese. So if you see a word, electrocardiogram, you can guess that it is some kind of pictures in medical field.
前缀 electric 是电的意思。
Cardio 表示心。
所以那个看起来又复杂又长的单词是心电图的意思啦。
Yep, and that's a really good method to guess the meaning of many complicated terms.
Gotcha.
Clip 2.
KIA.
KIA. I think it appeared in many military films and even some TV series. I remember that in the 9th episode of the 3rd season of House of Cards, the Minister of Defense used the KIA, Combat Command Room, when he secretly reporting the casualties in the Operation Underworld to the President. He said, 3 wounded, 1 KIA.
I also remember in the movie, Black Hawk Down, when reporting the 1st Sergeant's Powell's death, the Colonel Manai cited KIA in his report. He said, C2, this is McKnight's, we have a KIA, Sergeant Paler.
But what does KIA stand for?
KIA stands for Killed in Action. It means 执行战斗任务中丧生, 表示阵亡的 in Chinese. It is an American military term.
Clip 3.
You know what? You are disrespectful, seriously, not only to your former comrades of the armed forces, but also to the president.
There are a lot of English words to describe a person who's close to you, which we call 朋友 in Chinese. For example, company, friend, and like it mentioned in the phrase, comrade. And in our daily life, there are some widely used words such as dude, buddy, pal, etc.
But what's the difference?
That's a good question. Let's start from the common one, friend. It is suitable for almost all the situations. For example, we usually call our audience as our friends.
So what about company?
I think company is someone who accompanied you to finish a task. Company 一般指的是伙伴,社交上的同伴之类, 比如去某个party, 陪伴的人就可以说是 company, 或者工作上面的搭档,并不一定就是朋友。
Wow, I didn't know that before. I used to think they are pretty much alike.
And the word comrade means 战友, 亲密的同伴 in Chinese. And in this phrase, it means friends in the armed forces.
I think those words such as dude, buddy, and pals are pretty much the same, right?
Yep, they're usually used in daily life among boys, and it's more casual and easy.
I think for girls, BFF, best friend forever, is always the word.
Haha, that's true.
Are you tired of a lonely's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
How's it going, dear audience? This is Kitty.
And this is Desmond. Welcome to today's close-up.
This week, we are going to talk about Natalie Portman. She's the first actress born in the 80s to win an Oscar for a brilliant performance in the movie Black Swan. Still, the most famous, the most popular character she ever played remains Matilda, a little girl in the film Leon, which is also her very first time to act in movies.
And she got the opportunity to act with Gary Oldman and Jean Reno. My goodness.
Yeah, she's lucky for sure. But it's her acting skill that made her stand out. Personally, I think she's way better than those young celebrities with machine-made pretty faces and awful acting skills.
She's slay, and not just in film industry. When it comes to fashion, Natalie Portman, who usually doesn't pay much attention to her outfit, got the chance to become spokesperson for Dior and representative their perfume.
Well, that's impressive. However, what really made me admire her is her Harvard degree. I was completely shocked when I first saw her name in a positive psychology textbook. I even saw her paper studying psychology. Can't believe she got into Harvard University with all A scores. When asked whether she was too occupied, she answered, "I don't care if college ruins my career. I would rather be smart than a movie star." She co-authored and wrote many research papers published in scientific journals. She also developed an interest in language and mastered French, Japanese, German, and Arabic.
So you are telling me the number of languages she could speak is more than that all for us Action Frames add up together?
Don't be frustrated. We got surprise at Rebecca.
Wow, Oscar award, Harvard degree, and their spokesperson. I would be so satisfied to only have one of these achievements.
As a friend, I have to remind you to stop your unrealistic fantasy. I guess that the difference between an idol like Natalie Portman and us ordinary people. But did you know that despite all this success she got, she's still feeling different?
No way.
Yes, she is. In a speech delivered to Harvard graduates, she mentioned her childhood. When she moved to New York from Jerusalem, Israel, she continuously imitated the accent of upper-class young girls, and she was often ostracized by her classmates in primary school.
Haha, it's such a pity that the Star Wars series was not released then. Otherwise, the boys and girls in her school will go mad.
Well, I would definitely go crazy if she's in my class. But maybe it's her lack of self-confidence that pushed her to be the best in every aspect. She once said, "I like to be with Atlas. It makes me feel easy."
She didn't.
Yes, she actually said that. No wonder why she's often be thrown shade on by other people. If you search Natalie Portman on the internet, you will see a bunch of search history like Natalie Portman is mean or Natalie Portman abortion.
Oh, come on. Do those people have brain?
Maybe they're just jealous.
They sure are. It's hard to stay calm when you see someone so fabulous. Well, time to say goodbye. Thank you for listening. I'm Desmond.
And I'm Kitty. See you next time.
Are you tired of a lonely's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello, my dear audience. It's the weekly TikTok talk with Desmond,
Rebecca, and Sybil.
Wow, dream team for chatting on dinner table. It is known to all that we are the most talkative members of Action Frames.
So just set ourselves free tonight and talk as much as we want. Well, I guess our producer won't be very happy if we really fully apply our talents into practice. There won't be anyone outside the group willing to accompany.
I just had to reach synchronization. The heroine of the movie Annihilation even nearly get killed by her teammate.
Speaking of this, I have to say that I'm really sick of teammates of the character Anna's type. These spiritually vulnerable people are the first to experience mental breakdown and talk nonsense, the first to raise a faction in the team, and the shouting teammates who always block in my way of winning our LO game.
I agree, there's a saying that not afraid of supernatural enemies, but be afraid of idiot teammates. There's nothing more likely to trigger my fury than a counterproductive teammate.
Hey, you guys, calm down. Teammates like that in a game is really a headache. But I don't think Anna in this movie is that unbearable. But actually, I think her behavior is more like a normal person. For she is not a cool scientist like the other from the beginning. It is convincible that one can get extremely nervous under circumstances that you cannot secure your own life for even just 1 second. And what Anna behaved is exactly what he would behave.
That makes sense, and I do think she's the only one who cares about her teammates. She runs off to secure Shepard on hearing her voice without any hesitation, even if she was already told that Shepard is dead, while the others were just, a little insensible towards Shepard's death.
Well, the last thing one should do is to be overwhelmed by emotions under a situation that requires total rationality. I would rather have teammates that have less emotional fluctuations.
Okay, hope you won't come across any Anya-like teammates in your game in the future.
Thank you for saying that, honestly.
You're really devoted to LOL. How long have you been playing that?
That's not a long history, 5 years maybe. I play it mainly on weekends.
That's long enough? What else do you do in your days off? Don't tell me that you simply stare at your computer and talk to your teammates.
You guys might not believe that, but I'm gonna tell you that I'm actually a great fan of CCTV Nice documentaries. I can watch it for hours without shifting my position.
Oh my god.
What?
It's just unfit that a game lover like equipping your dormitory with a chair specially designed for electric sport should be a fan of those dull documentaries.
I have to seriously inform you that not all documentaries are dull. Some are really interesting. Believe me, you will be absorbed in a dinosaur documentary if you sit down and watch it for just a couple of minutes.
Yeah, some dinosaur documentaries are very nicely produced nowadays. The Planet Dinosaur series, which filmed by the BBC, applied many new technologies to restore the environment of the dinosaurs of the dinosaur era, and I found it quite interesting. There's also many demonstrating other prehistoric creatures such as the Titan Panton, something and something, which is the ancestor of crocodiles, whose name I don't really remember.
Wait, don't you think this is a little bit like our topic movie today? These bizarre creatures and unrealistic natural surroundings.
So you're saying that Annihilation is just like a CCTV 9 documentary, and I'm quite persuaded by that idea?
It's not just you, me too. No wonder I found this movie familiar when I was watching the scene when the crocodile comes out of the water.
The director won't be very happy if we continue to think like that, and the VFX artist will probably be mad.
But you just can't deny that the visual effects were just plain. The flowers looked as if they were paper flowers bought from Taobao, and the human-shaped plants just failed in making people impressed. Honestly, I think they were statues in an abandoned park at the first sight.
Not only the visual effects are boring, the plots too, I'm afraid.
That's true. I can always predict what is going to happen. And the ending left me with what the...
As a fan of the original book, I can tell the director perfectly nailed it in readapting the story. I mean, I can hardly recognize the story which the movie was supposed to tell, for so many details were changed, making it less appealing rather than more attractive. It's a waste for an excellent book which had beaten the famous Three-Body and won the Nebula Awards, one of the most authoritative awards in science fiction field, to be distorted like this.
Oh, I didn't know that the original book was that highly evaluated. Maybe I should read it later.
And Rebecca, you should cheer up by comparing yourself to Three Body fans. Well, the Three Body movie has been in stagnation for over 2 years and is not likely to come out in the near future, while you will still have the chance to see the film.
But I heard that Amazon Studios is considering taking over the Three Body film program. Won't that be a signal that a fine quality movie is around the corner?
That's hard to tell. Three Body is a fiction based on some of the traditional Chinese culture's theory. I doubt whether foreigners can accurately display it in the movie.
And take the movie Annihilation as an example. You can tell that a Western studio is not the guarantee for quality.
Alright, but I still hope the Three Body film will turn out just fine. And oh, it's already time to put an end to our TikTok talk now.
That's a pity. But better to just say goodbye now. The producer is not having a joyful face now.
See you!
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Well, good evening, my dear audience. This time for Gramophone. We're now going to talk about background music, and the reason is quite simple. When I protect it strongly to audio anchors, I cannot insist on watching these movies because of the scary scenes and music. One of the anchors said to me, "Why not turn off the music and just watch the subtitles? You can feel better." Well, excuse me, I'm the one who's supposed to introduce music. I shut down the music to introduce silence. Alright, just kidding. I still have to introduce the most frightening part of the movie, the music part. The only words I can think of to describe it are weird and creepy.
Clip 1.
Clip 1, Helpless Hoping. Here comes the first clip. Please forgive me, I don't remember clearly exactly at which time it rings out since I was so nervous to watch the film. By the way, never try to search on Weibo before you watch the horror movie. It will only make you feel tensions and the whole time you're watching it, even if nothing actually will happen. This is the only song I can remember that has lyrics. Regardless of the films, it was supposed to be one of my favorite folk music and chorus. However, after it's put in the movie to describe Lena's missing husband Kang, the song just sounds like a fake rainbow before the heavy storm. The hopelessly hoping refers to Lena's hoping her husband to come back, but he will never come back. And even if he does, the real him is forever gone already. As you have already know, Lena's husband has been sent to the secret mission and disappeared. However, her husband showed up after his song. Anyway, I'm not only disappointing about the song, but also the strange plot setting. Just remember, if you are a teammate one, just watch it with your boy or girlfriends, never watch it alone. I've taken my lesson, I don't want my dear audience to sit back at my stupid mistakes.
Clip 2.
Thank you.
This song is only about 2 minutes, and the first half of the song will make you feel like in the old temple, because you can hear the bell rings and all the rock sounds, which makes you feel like you're in the forest. Actually, it quite fits the movie, because this song will always accompany you when the Ting has entered the Shimmer. And just like the name implies, the Ting has no idea what's going on happen. Until the 1 minute, a guitar finger playing comes around, and its rhythm quite fits the walking rhythm of the Ting when they're in the Shimmer. The music has been put so much magical elements that makes you feel you are in the future and already know the extinction of the alien creatures. Still, the words, the guitar playing could have been sounds delightful and touching, but because it's in the movie, it makes me shaking when I listen to it. What a pity. Above two are the only song I want to recommend to, because the rest of them sounds only familiar but also terrifying. I think I have shown you that the corner of the music in the movie. Creep it is. Even if I try to recommend some classical song to you, the movie won't let me to. Most of them don't have lyrics and they are only produced to cooperate with the plot. The most important reason is that this song really sounds depressed. When I listen to those songs one by one after watching the movie, I can't help pressing the next button, desperate to search for the one delighted song. But it's never going to happen as you have known the main melody of the movie, it's Dark Inside. How can you expect a loving song like expecting a love story or fairy tales? Alright, this is the gramophone for Annihilation. Hope everybody feel happy and energetic after our program. This is the prize. See you next time.
Pass for today. Producer, Su Ling Han Helen. Anchor,
Ai Li Fei Ru Alfira.
Liu An Ran Charlotte.
Luo Yun Jia Rebecca.
Wang Jing Shi Surprise.
Journalist,
Chen Yuan Hao Desmond.
Han Yu Ye Irene.
Hou Yifu Jacob.
Li Qian Hua Kitty.
Liu Tianzi Regina.
Zhu Hui Ling Sibyl.
Ji Xiao Yu Tiger.
更多节目，下载荔枝 FM 收听。